Hello, everyone.
Hello and welcome.
So this is the second part of our interview with the Coven of the Desert Sun. And we'll kick off with that, like...
Just get straight into it. We'd recommend you listen to the episode before this first, so it will make sense. And yeah, enjoy. What about like the covens themselves? Like, what, like with your coven, are you, like, do you meet up like just regularly, like once a week or once a month or whatever, or is it more fluid? Do you have follow a strict schedule?
Well, so our coven themselves, we meet every Sunday.
Okay.
Well, we try to meet every Sunday. Sometimes it'll be either Edwin teaching a class, or it'll be myself teaching a class, or Jerry will teach a class, or we'll kind of, instead of doing a class, we'll actually end up go out and do kind of like some like little type of adventure type of day instead.
Nice.
Yeah, we have some of our tools, we kind of sort of have to get out of, in the forest, just like every other week. Yeah. Living in the desert, that's kind of hard. So we have to travel. We traveled up north to go find besoms and wands and kinds of other stuff. So we try to make that on, we try to meet on Sundays, every Sunday. The other covens, I know, usually meet like once a month, maybe. That's just the way it works with them because of their schedules and stuff, and it depends on the availability. Even here, like every Sunday, not everybody makes it all the time. Cause,
yeah.
And I don't require them, like, you have to be here or you can't be part of the coven. Like, no, we don't do that. Like, you make magic what you make of it. And if you the effort you put in is what you're going to get back out. So,
yeah.
Exactly.
Against anybody.
And yeah, with the tools, are there any differences to Godnarian tools? Like, do you use, is there anything that, I'm trying to think of like a queerer version of tools, but like, is there anything that you specifically use that's different to Godnarian Wicca?
Yeah, the phallic symbol is pretty big in our kind of, our wands have to be a specific shape, not that they have to look like a penis, but you know, they have to be a certain length and they have to be a certain width. The tools are all the same, basically. The Gardnerian and the what we do is all the same. The use, the how often we use them is different.
Okay.
The chalice is usually associated with the feminine, you know, like we don't really have rituals for the chalice or that involve the chalice. We don't do the great rite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of us doing the great rite. So it's usually just there, it's just for libations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because there is no great rite, it doesn't hold that much of a great importance in our tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Still recognize it as a female tool, a feminine tool.
Mm-hmm.
Give it the respect that it needs to, you know, that you have to give it. The cauldron is also a feminine tool, we use that. So we use more of the cauldron than we do the.
Mm-hmm.
But that, aside from that, everything's pretty much the same. And of course, there's a lot of penis symbols around. Mobility and, you know,
being projective.
Did you want to ask some questions to him? Since he's just
Do just like an introduction on sort of your specialties within the coven, like what you do and your craft, basically?
I met an eclectic witch who brought me into his coven, and from there I met Edwin, and Edwin kind of like scouted me.
Yeah.
Totally. And everything that the coven had to offer was exactly what I was looking for. So I kind of slowly made my way out of the other coven and joined them.
Yeah.
And I told them that I was clairsentient and I kind of proved myself in a sense, because I know there's a lot of doubt when you tell people that you have like a certain gift or whatever. But yeah, it's been great since, and I really enjoyed being a part of not only the Coven of the Desert Sun, but also just the Gala tradition in general. Yeah, it's been real nice.
Cool. So how long was that ago that you joined?
I think by the end of 2016.
Okay, yes. Cool. So how long has your coven actually been working on life?
I started it with an ex-boyfriend 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it was just me and him working mm-hmm. together. And then he decided not to do it anymore, and then everybody else started coming in. So we don't really consider, you can have a group of people, but if they're not first degree witches, if you don't have a certain number of first degree witches, degrees within our tradition, then you can't call yourself a coven.
Yeah.
So I had all these people, but I only had one first degree, which was me. So I couldn't call myself a coven until I initiated other people.
Mm.
And officially with four initiated witches, our coven is 2 years. I think it's been 2 years, going to 3 years.
Okay.
But we've been together, working together a lot longer than that. I just, you know, we had we had to get the requirements off the checklist before we can actually call ourselves something.
Yeah.
And it's very lodge based, the tradition. So you have to have certain things done before you can say that you are something.
Yeah.
It's about 3 years that we Coven of the Desert Sun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Coven life was a lot longer.
Yeah. Okay, nice. And how many of you are there altogether, including, like, I mean, do you use the term seekers when you're
yes.
studying?
We still have 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 4 witches, second degree, 3 first degrees. We have 2 seekers. One of them is going to be initiated in April. And then we always have like constant people asking, and we interview them. I have like, you have to fill out an interview sheet, because we got to make sure that you're going to blend in fine with the coven. On any problems. We have a lot. They haven't committed officially, and then I'm not going to be pushing anybody to be committing if you don't want to.
Yeah.
So they come, they interview, and then I'm like, okay, we'll let you know, and then, or okay, just, you know, they'll hear from us.
Yeah.
But right now it's 6 altogether.
Okay, nice.
We're trying to make our way up to 12.
Yeah.
Is there like, so you're in Phoenix, is there like a big scene in Phoenix?
I don't know, game wise for witches, I haven't really like found too many myself. We've gotten, like Edwin said, that we've had a few people reach out to us, but just going out and whatnot, you don't really like run into them. But
there's a large pagan community here. I mean, they have their pagan pride is pretty large once a year.
Okay.
But as specifically queer, gay, there's not that many. I think I know of one other coven. Well, I don't know them. I never met them, but I was told about them.
Mm.
And they're like kind of sort of far from us. But aside from us, I don't know. We're trying to get out there so we can find them, stick them out.
Nice.
Exactly.
It's funny as well with the differences in population. I mean, like here, there's 370,000 people in the whole country. So like, it's very, very small. So
yeah.
Like with our like queer witches group, there were what, like 15 people, I think. And that was like
just but that was literally circle, just so. People that we know. Like.
Mm. Yeah.
I bet that it could have gotten a lot larger, or it can get a lot larger. And now we have the like just witches group, which is for all sort of magical practitioners, either from or based in Iceland. And that's like growing every day, basically. It's really new, so it's hard to tell. But it's like both being queer and practicing some sort of magic or occult anything is not a huge deal here. Like it's very, in general, it's very accepted. So it's not that weird to be like, oh, I read the tarot or astrology, or, you know, I have some sort of sentient, clairvoyant or clairsentient ability or something like that. It's like,
there isn't that many queer pagan groups here, because when I started telling people, oh yeah, we're a gay coven, they were kind of surprised, and I kind of sort of had a few people be kind of dismissive and kind of be jerks.
Really?
But we're here. I'm like, what are you gonna do? I'm like, biggest jerk as you want. Like, but it wasn't so much about being a gay coven. It was more of a bunch of men calling themselves witches.
Oh, really? That they had a problem with.
Mm. And they're like, well, you know, you shouldn't call yourself a witch because you're not female, or you can't do this. But wait a minute. What do you think I should call myself? And they're like, well, you're a cunning man. And I'm like, okay, well, or a warlock, which I don't like.
And traditionally, witch is actually a non-gender specific term. It meant for men and for women. It was just whoever this was considered a witch.
Yeah. So I mean, even in Iceland, like traditionally, all of the witches that were killed or apprehended, like during the witch trials in Iceland, all of the witches in Iceland were men.
Yeah, I actually just read about that in the Galdrabak.
Yeah. But even here, like the groups on Facebook, it's mostly women and a few non-binary people. There's not a lot of men at all.
Doesn't Iceland have, like, didn't they change their state religion or something? I think I read something about that.
Talking about it for decades.
So don't believe everything that you read on Facebook.
No, especially not about Iceland. It's all it's all hyped up.
They brought back the Norse religion as
I forget which one it was, but I'm assuming that there's different versions of it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we have like an official Norse Ásatrú church, I guess, or religious community. And they're like really open, so it's like, even if you practice it a little bit differently, like as long as you're not a Nazi, you're welcome.
Which is like refreshing as well, because there's so many different groups that take from Norse stuff and just change it and turn it into this whole Nazi agenda. And like,
I'm always like, you know that all of those big gods like Odin and Thor and Loki, they're all like super queer.
Didn't Odin practice the type of magic that was considered gay magic, didn't he?
Very feminine magic and dressed up as a woman, and
so I'm like, I don't see what the big deal is.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is the witch is which.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, some people like the term warlock, I get, like, if you're going by the whole American Horror Story coven aesthetic vibe, like, if you want to use the word warlock, like, that's super fine. But I don't know, like, I saw a group on a queer witches group on Facebook, and someone had commented saying, if you use the word warlock to describe me, that's as offensive as using a racial slur. And it's like, no, like, what are you talking about? We can't hear you.
It's defined as oath breaker, so it's pretty offensive.
When I started the tradition, somebody did bring up, I'm like, well, why don't we just call each other warlocks? I'm like, and our elders, I'm like, well, no, because of that definition, like, that's an oath breaker. You don't, if you want to call yourself that, that's fine. But there's so much power in words, and especially in a name,
mm-hmm.
that if you invoke that name or if you say that name, you're calling in all the egregore behind that name, and you don't want to do that. So we stay clear of calling it. Relax. Not that there's anything wrong if you want to call yourself that. That's great. If
no,
you,
exactly. Yeah. But it has to be like kind of your own choice.
Exactly. I'm like, it's like, it's don't tell me what I'm going to call myself. This is what I identify as.
Exactly. And anyway, like you said, witch is a gender neutral term. So let's just bring that back instead.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I was going to mention as well. With prejudice, have you guys experienced any, what, have you ever had other groups of witches be against the way you do things, like, or?
Yeah, we have. There's a lot of, especially, and this is strange to me, because, eclectic witches, they have a lot of difficulty with, rules, I guess.
Mm.
They're like the hippies of witchcraft. So, they don't like being boxed in, and they want to be able to do what they want to do when they want to do it. And when you start giving them rules and regulations, and like, they get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the only thing that I've came across, and it's just kind of strange, because you think that they would be the most open.
Exactly. So you haven't had problems with like other Wiccan groups being like, oh,
I personally haven't seen any. Edwin is our pretty much the one that handles our social media for mm-hmm. us. So occasionally, like when we're laying in bed, and he'll show me something that he ended up having to experience. And since he's the one that is at the forefront mm-hmm. of currently for us, he's the one that actually has more of the stories regarding that portion.
Yes. That one incident about this lady like going off, saying that you don't call yourself a witch, that's offensive to me, and this is like, and in my head I'm thinking, well, don't you think it's offensive that you're trying to tell me who I am? You know, like,
yeah.
And then, so I told him, like, no, don't do it on my page, sis, move on, you know, like, like don't, this is not for fighting. So, but she kept going at it, and she started saying that she was descended from gypsy witches, and she was a gypsy, and it's offensive to her. And here in my head, I'm thinking, I thought gypsy was a pejorative term. Aren't you all Romani? Aren't you like, isn't the proper name? Okay, so you're telling me to take advice from somebody that's using that term to describe themselves, which is an offensive term. No, it's so, you know, like I started going off. I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah.
I've had other people say, well, you guys are men. Why don't you just call yourself brujo instead of a witch? Yeah. Spanish words. Mm. And but if somebody said that, because it was actually said to somebody that happened to be Caucasian, he was white. And if it was said to me, I'm like, well, yeah, okay, I'm a brujo, I'm Hispanic. I use that term interchangeably because I speak two languages. But this person wasn't. He was American. He was white. And like, you should be, you're a brujo because you're male. You're not a witch. Female.
Wow.
And he's like, well, why am I? I'm not even Hispanic. You know, like, I don't even speak the language to even use the word.
Yeah.
So I think that lady was a Dianic witch.
Okay.
And Dianic witchcraft, I guess it's very feminine oriented. Feminine.
Yeah.
So they don't see male witches as, I guess, being part of being the witchcraft community. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say something, put my foot in my mouth. But I'm assuming that's the only reason why she attacked my friend the way she did.
Yeah.
But like, when people even say, like, try to put gender to magic, it's like, who, like, magic doesn't have a gender. Like, magic is electricity. You're like, we're the light switch. You're like, we're the, you know, like, if you turn the light switch on, you let electricity in. It's the same thing with magic. You turn on the light switch, there's no gender to it. So trying to, that's just, people always try to categorize everything in order to understand everything. I think that's where the problem arises. I'm like, don't put it into a category that it doesn't, or it's too broad to fit into that little box, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't try to do that, basically. That's usually my answer to all of them. But
nice.
Yeah, it's not that, it doesn't happen that often.
Oh,
at least not,
good.
At least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Have to start coming up with better responses, but haven't had to. It doesn't happen that often, basically.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay. And at the same time, like, queer witchcraft is becoming bigger and bigger, and
right.
You know, we're all fighting against that sort of gendered thinking. So I think
now in the States, I think I read that Christianity has actually declined by a rather large portion, and that paganism or like other styles of it have been actually picked up instead.
Nice.
It's definitely, I mean, that's, it's been slowly happening for sure. I mean, in the UK as well, it's like,
yeah,
it was, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, people would be like, oh, you're a witch, that's weird. But now it's like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, I've watched Sabrina.
Yeah.
But it's not about that. But like, I don't know,
yeah.
Even like cultural, like pop culture things.
Yeah,
and it's sort of driving more of an interest towards it now, which I think is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do you want to maybe just tell us like where listeners can find more information about Gala Witchcraft and about your coven, your Instagram, etc.?
If you want to read more about the gay male mysteries and what it is to be a gay witch, there's a book out there called Garbed in Green by Casey Jovinko. And he explains, not in so much detail because a lot of it's coven secrets or like tradition secrets, but he'll give an explanation on what it is, how to create that battery as a queer witch, as a battery of energy and that flow of energy, and what it means to be a gay witch. There's another book out there called A Dangerous Wisdom, also by Casey Jovinko, and that deals with basically gay sex magic and magic. If you're trying to find a, I don't know, it's basically it's one giant love spell, but it's a good book, it's a funny book. As far as the tradition, anything by Sybil Leek or Tarot Star. Sybil Leek started the horse tradition in England, and Tarot Star started Sacred Pentagraph, which Tarot Star was a student of Sybil Leek. So they're very closely aligned, and then Gala is part of that too, part of that Orsa background. So those are, you'll get a pretty good sense of what we do if you read those two authors and all of those.
Nice.
Yeah.
Our Instagram is at Coven of the Desert Sun, and we also have a Facebook page, Coven of the Desert Sun. So if you just put a like. we try to put pictures up there, especially on the Instagram account. We don't reveal
all
too many
videos of of like dancing around the fire and
right.
Really
yeah,
beautiful.
That's great. Yeah,
dancing is a very big part of our rituals because the gay community just loves to dance, and well, I don't know. So we try to incorporate that in there as acts of whimsy.
Nice.
But yeah, those are our contacts.
Beautiful.
And we're going to be going to Iceland, so I hope you guys can host us. Not host us, but show us around.
Yeah.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just let us know.
I'd be so happy to.
Nice.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Yeah. Well,
have a lovely Sunday.
Yeah, have a lovely meeting.
Thanks. You guys as well. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
We really hope you enjoyed listening and got something out of this episode. We really loved making it, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Nordnagal for letting us use their song, Jag, and you can check them out through the links in the description. They're on Facebook and on SoundCloud. Thanks as well to Beau French for designing our logo. You can check out his art on Instagram at Beau, BEAU.JF. And please remember to subscribe to the show if you haven't yet, and give us a rating where that's a feature. That's super helpful, and we'd really appreciate it so much. And we'll include links to all of our socials and to our email as well in the episode description, and names of books and little bits, bits and bobs. Have a magical day.
Yes.